感谢神，我们在这个主日清晨，再一起来思想神的话语。
Thank God, the Sunday morning will continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
Stand up to read the Word of God.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音八章三十七节。
Let's read John 8:37.
约翰福音八章三十七节起。我知道你们是约翰的孙，你们却想要杀我，因为你们心里容不下我的道。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下主耶稣基督。
We thank you, give us Jesus Christ.
感谢你更是把你的心意，把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you give us your will through the word of God, Bible.
愿圣灵来光照带领我们，让我们心中能够容得下主耶稣基督的话语。
May the Holy Spirit lead us so we can keep your word in our heart.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
So to pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣基督责备那些犹太人。那些犹太人骄傲的自称自己是亚伯拉罕的子孙，从来没有做过任何人的奴隶。
Here we have that Jesus rebuked those Israelites and Jews, and because they're very proud, they are the descendant of Abraham, they never become a slave of anybody.
但主耶稣基督不仅指出他们不仅仅不自由，他们而且就是罪的奴仆。
And but Jesus point out they're not only without freedom.But they actually are slave of sin.
主耶稣基督甚至接下来说，你们这些人甚至想杀主耶稣，想杀我。
And then Jesus go further. He said, "You guys even want to kill me."
为什么呢？为什么你们想杀我呢
？And Jesus explained why you want to kill me.
耶稣接下来说，因为你们心里容不下。
And Jesus is explaining that my words has no place in you.
所以我们会看见人心里容不下耶稣的道。
So we can see when people has no place, God, word of God has no place in them.
他们不仅仅是把主耶稣基督道、把神的话丢在一边偏行己路，不仅仅是这样。
They're not only cast the word of God aside and work on their own ways.
他们甚至要杀死。
But even more, they want to kill Jesus.
要杀死这个神的道的一个终极的出口。
And they want to kill this Jesus, that actually the ultimate word of God.
这是非常可怕的。
And this is a very terrifying thing.
就像我们今天有很多人的说的话，很多人的声音，你可能不喜欢听。
And just like today, there's a lot of people saying things that you don't like to hear.
你可以不听。
You just don't want to hear them.
你去听你喜欢听的。
You can just listen to whatever you please you.
但是对待神的道，耶稣说什么？
But for the word of God,
耶稣说，你们心里如果容不下神的道，那你们就会想杀掉耶稣。
And Jesus basically says, if you have no place in a word of God has no place in you, then you would even want to kill Jesus.
所以这就是当时的以色列人为什么最终借着罗马人的手把耶稣杀死在钉死在十字架上。
And this is actually the reason that ultimately at that time the Israelites actually used the hand of Romans to kill Jesus.
因为他心里容不下耶稣的道。
Because his word has no place in that.
他们不是说哎呀我不听就好了，我不理就好，不是这样，他们一定要把耶稣杀死。
They're not only just say, I don't want to listen to you, that's it. And they go even further, they want to kill Jesus.
这真的是可怕的罪人。
And this is how terrified a sinner would be.
所以从这里我们看见这是神的爱，是我们人无法想象的爱。
So here even let us think that the love of God is really that human cannot imagine.
圣经告诉我们，当上帝爱我们的时候，我们是什么样的人呢
？So Bible teaches us what kind of people we are when God loved us.
我们还是罪人的时候，
and we are sinners.
神爱我们，
He loved us.
我们还与神为敌的时候，
and we're enemy of God, and He loved us.
我们还心里容不下神的话的时候，
and
神就已经爱我们。
His word has no place in us, and God loved us.
我们今天就来思想这句话。
Let's think about the scripture.
首先这句话让我们看到神的道呢，耶稣基督的话呢，应该放在什么地方？
So first, this passage let us remind us where should we put the word of God.
应该放在心里。
Should put it in our heart.
不是放在什么其他地方，应该放在我们的心里。
It's not placed in somewhere else, but in our heart.
所以中文圣经在这里的翻译呢是非常，就是我们中文翻译常常说的信达雅的这个标准，就是很忠实的表达希腊原文圣经的这个含义，就是神上帝的话放在应该放在我们人的心里的。
So in the Chinese translation here is we can see it very faithfully translated original context is that we should keep the word of God in our heart.
所以神的话呢，神的道呢，不是放在外表。不是仅仅放在外表外面的。
So word of God, we not put the word of God in outside.
所以就像当时的这些文士和法利赛人，他们把这个经文呐、圣经的经文，他们做成长长的带子挂在衣服上面，然后把这个带子做得很长很宽。
And just like the Pharisees and scribes, at that time they made a word of God, they put in a belt, and then they wear outside.
所以他们就是非常形象的，就是把神的话就放在外面，因为所有人可以看得到。
So it's a very a good picture that they put the word of God in outside, so everyone can see it.
然后我们也知道那些文士法利赛人，当他们祷告的时候，他们要到路口，要到人多的地方，要做很长的祷告，所有人都能看见。
And so we also know those scribes and the Pharisees, when they pray, they go to the street, and everyone see it, and they make a long prayer.
然后他们奉献的时候，他们要吹号。所有人都能看见。
And they blow trumpet when they tithe, so everyone can see and hear.
所以这是非常形象的，就是把神话，他们都让人可以看见。外面
so,
在外面，大家一眼就看见。
So it's very vivid to picture what they put word of God outside, so everyone can see it.
然后呢，耶稣说他们把这个律法的重担就放在别人身上。
But Jesus said that they put the burden of a law to other people's shoulder.
耶稣说他们自己连一个手指头都不动。
And Jesus said they not even want to move one of their fingers.
所以他们把神的话放在外面，把神的话放在别人身上。
So they put the word of God outside and they put the word of God on other people.
所以这都是把神的话放错了地方。
And they thus placed the word of God at the wrong place.
神的话应该放在哪里呢？
And where should we put the word of God?
神的话应该放在我们的心。
Should put in our heart.
这就是耶稣这句话说，因为你们心里容不下神的道，所以这就告诉神的道应该放哪？应该放到我们心里。
And that's what Jesus says, because my word has no place in you, and because it's no place in your heart.
所以耶稣更是指责那些把神的话放在外表，把神的话放在别人身上的那些文士和法利赛人。耶稣说他们是假冒为善的人。
And so Jesus even accused those Pharisees and scribes when they put the word of God outside and put the word of God to other people, and Jesus called them hypocrisy.
然后耶稣说你们外面很漂亮，粉饰的坟墓。
And Jesus said they are like a tomb that decorated very beautifully outside.
里面却是死人的骨头。
But inside is the bone of death.
我们知道。神的话是什么？是我们生命的粮食。
We know that word of God is the bread of life.
所以有神的话的地方就有生命，有生命的供应。
So when there is a word of God and there's a life, there's a provision of life.
但在文士法利赛人中里面呢，在那些假冒为善的里面，他们里面是死人的骨头。
But in those Pharisees and scribes and those hypocrisy.And they are inside, they only have the bone of the death.
他们里面没有生命。
Because they don't have a life in them.
也就是他们里面没有这个生命的粮，没有神的道。
Because inside there is no bread of life, there is no light word of life.
但他们外面就是很漂亮。
But outside looks beautiful.
所以这就是。没有真正把神的话放在心里，都放错地方了。
So that is, they didn't put the word of God in the right place, in the heart. they put the wrong place.
放到外面给人家看，表演给别人看。
Outside as a performance to other people.
用神的话去，定罪别人，去压别人。
Use the word of God to convict other people, to press other people.
但是没有真正把神的话放在自己的心里。
But they never put this word of God into their own heart.
所以耶稣说，神的话。要在我们的心里，第一个让我们看见神的话，不要丢到外面，不要丢给别人。
So we can see, Jesus said, "Word of God should be put in the heart. We should not cast it to other people and cast it outside."
那么，神的道呢？今天很多人把神的话放在哪里呢？放在头脑里面。
And today, a lot of times we put the word of God into our head.
尤其是我们华人基督徒非常善于这一点。
Especially.Chinese Christian, we are very good at it.
因为我们华人很会考试嘛。
Because we are very good in the study and the testing.
我们非常会考试，我们非常会学习。
We're very good in study.
就是，我们有时候往往有意或无意，就是把圣经当作一个我们以前在学校里学的教科书一样。
And sometimes, consciously or unconsciously, we treat the Bible as a textbook we study in the school.
哎呀，好多的知识点哦。
And we see there is a lot of key point.
或者好多的考点哦。
And a lot of point that is worthy to remember for examination.
一二三四五六七，记下来。
And so we list the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
所以我曾经听过一个美国基督徒当然他也是听别人说的了，但是他是来听别人，就是有人描述这个东方的基督徒是怎样。
And so I heard American Christian, I guess he hear from other people, he described how the Christian Asian look like.
他说韩国的基督徒呢，他们是祷告者，他们总在是祷告。
And they said that the Christian from Korea, they are prayer, they always pray.
所以在韩国做牧师很辛苦，四点钟起来到山上去祷告。
So in the Korea, when you're a pastor, you're pretty tough, you have to...Wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, go to the mountain to pray.
然后很多很多，韩国有很多地方是祷告山呐、啊。早凌晨四点，很多基督徒到山上去祷告。韩国基督徒祷告。
There's a lot of place in Korea is called the hill of prayer, and a lot of Christian early in the morning went there to pray.
然后日本基督徒呢，就是做事的人 doer.
And Christian in Japan is a doer.
他们就是，他们要做很多就是合神心意的事情。他们认为合神心意的事情。
And they do a lot of good work that according to the will of God.
华人基督徒是什么
？And what is a Christian Chinese Christian?
Thinker.
And a Chinese Christian is like a thinker.
想很多神学问题。
They can think a lot of issues with theology.
知识点，这个
，and some kind of key point of theology.
但是很遗憾的是，我们有那么多的 thinker， 那么很少真的看见有一个影响人类历史很重要很重要的神学家，却很少在华人当中比较少看到。我说这个影响是指用放几百年、几千年这个维度来看影响。
Unfortunately, we have a lot of thinkers, but among Chinese Christians, we hardly have a figure. I'm talking about historical figure in the hundreds, thousands of years have an influence among the Christian history.
当然了，这也是一个近乎开玩笑的一个描述哈。
Of course, this saying is like a little kind of joke.
但是我们基督徒呢要有自省的心。
But I think Christian ourselves, we need to examine ourselves. We do need to have the heart to examine ourselves.
我们不要自满，不要骄傲，不要自满。
We don't want to be arrogant and pride.
所以我们总是希望能够被圣灵所光照，让我们看到我们自己需要被改变的地方，总要心意更新变化。
So we always want the Holy Spirit.Let teach us and let us know what the things we need to change, and our mind be transformed.
所以耶稣讲神的道应该放在哪里？放在人的心里。
So Jesus said the word of God should put in our heart.
第一个我们看到不是放在外面的。
Number one, it's not put in the outside.
或者说不是仅仅放在外面。
Or it's not only put in outside.
第二个呢，我们要思考，不是仅仅放在头脑。
And the second, it's not only put in our head.
要放在人的心里。
And it put in our heart.
放在头脑里面跟放在心里有什么不同？
Now, what's the difference between putting in the heart and putting in our head?
圣经说人一生的果效是从哪里出来的呢？
And the Bible said that the effect of life is out of where?
从头脑出来的？
From our head?
心里出来的？
It's from our heart.
所以这是很有意思的事情。
So that's a very interesting point.
啊，今天很多的时候我们就说知识就是力量。
And a lot of times today we said the knowledge is a power.
啊，我有很多的知识，我去到最好的大学，我的人生就改变，我人生就完全不一样。
I have abundant knowledge. I went to the best college. Then my life is completely different.
事实不是这样。
But the fact is not like this.
心最重要。
And the heart is the most important part.
一生的果效不是从我们头脑当中的知识出来。
The effect of your life is not out of the knowledge of our head.
一生的果效是从我们的心出来的。
The effect of life actually comes out of our heart.
那么在圣经当中我们可以看到有一个教会它有很多的知识。
And in the Bible we can see there's one church has a lot of knowledge.
他们把神的话呢放在他们的脑袋里面。
And they put the word of God into their heart, into their head.
这就是哥林多教会。
We know this church is called the Church of Corinthians.
这个保罗说他们是口才知识都全备，就哥林多教会，哇，他们的这个信徒，哇，口才也好，知识也好，都全备的，够的。
And Paul basically says, even they this church, they have their speaking, they have their knowledge, they are completely very rich.
所以他们把神的话、神的道，都放在头脑里面，知识全备。
So they put their word and word of God and the knowledge.Into their head.
但是哥林多教会他们真实的生命光景又怎样呢？
But at that time, Church of Corinthians, what's their true spiritual life?
非常糟糕。
And actually, it's very bad.
首先，一个严重的问题在哥林多前书，首先挺严重的纷争，彼此纷争结党。
And the first thing that Paul pointed out, that they have the problem is they have this, fighting and party among themselves.
这群人看不起那群人，那群人看不起这群人。
This group of people look down the other group of people, and this group of people look down the other group of people.
然后这一群人呢，就拼命的抬高这一个人；那一群人呢，拼命的抬高那一个人。
And this group of people try to honor this person, and the other group of people will be honor other guys.
其实这种现象在今天这个世界是不是非常普遍？就是这样啊。
And we can see this phenomenon is very popular in today's world. Everywhere we can see this.
对啊，这个不同的人群、不同的团体，无论是什么团体，就是这样啊，就是高抬他们自己喜欢的人，然后彼此瞧不起对方另外一个团体，就是这样。
You can see different group, different organization, different party. They honor their own people and look down the people from other party, other group.
但是这种现象如果在教会里面发生，这就是非常严重、可怕的事情。
But if this phenomenon happened in this church, then it's a very serious matter.
教会，我们是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
是神在这里作王掌权的。
And God.Is in control.
所以一个神作王掌权的地方，居然充满了这种纷争结党，那这是羞辱神的名。
But if a place that God is supposed to be in control and become a different parties and has a contention among themselves, that's a very much put God's name in shame.
所以呢，哥林多教会的人呢，他们把神的话放错地方了。
So Church of Corinthians, those people actually put the word of God in the wrong place.
放在头脑里面。
They put it in their head.
知识全备了。
And they have a complete in their knowledge.
但没有真正放在心。
But they didn't put that in their heart.
所以他们羞辱神的名。
So they put God's name in shame.
他们头脑当中的知识一点没有荣耀神的名。
The knowledge in their heart never glorify a bit to God.
因为他们头脑当中的知识让他们骄傲了。
Because the knowledge in their head make them arrogant and pride.
所以他们第一个问题就是结党纷争。结党纷争其实也表明他们高抬人，看低神。
So the first problem they have is they divide into parties and they have a contention. And the fundamental problem is they want to honor man, not God.
所以接下来保罗又指出哥林多教会的问题，因为他们骄傲啊，自夸了。
And the second problem that Paul pointed out the church of Corinthians had is that their pride, their arrogant.
所以保罗说使你与人不同的是谁呢？
And Paul said, what makes you different from the other people?
所以就这样的一群人呢，他们觉得我们跟别人不同。
And because there's a group of people, and in the church, said, we're different from the other people.
他们有一种优越感。
And they have some kind of sense of superiority.
他为什么会有这种优越感呢？
Why they have this type of sense of superiority?
因为他们觉得自己的头脑知识丰沛啊，
Because they think the knowledge in their head is very good.
今天这个世界上有很多人有一种优越感。
And today, there's in this world, a lot of people have this type of sense of superiority.
我是特别的。
And I'm special.
我是被上帝拣选。
I was chosen by God.
你不是。
And you're not.
别人不是。
And other people are not.
今天这个现象其实在很多的国家、民族、人群、种族当中都有或多或少这种现象。
This type of self-super sense is a very phenomenon among nations, among tribes, among peoples, among country.
当然了，在有一些地方、有一些人群当中，这种现象就特别严重了。
Of course, could be even more severe in a certain group of peoples.
所以保罗在这里呢，不仅仅是提醒哥林多教会，保罗其实是提醒所有的人，就是你看自己很不一样吗？你看自己很优越吗？你 put yourself first 吗？那你要想想，你哪样不是领受的呢
？And so Paul, he is not only remind the Christian, the Church of Corinthians to everybody. If you think you're special, if you think you're superior than other people, and just think about what you have.Is that you received? Is not what you have. Is you actually indeed receive?
如果领受的，你为什么自夸呢？这不是很荒唐的事情。
And if you received from somewhere, why you boast? It's kind of crazy thing.
别人给你的好不好
？And this is things is gave to you.
哇，你长得高一点，漂亮一点。那上帝给你的恩赐啊，你有什么值得好自夸的呢
？If you have if grow up tall and handsome, but that God gave to you, and what to proud of it, and what to arrogant about it?
然后你就说，哎，那是我自己努力啊，我减肥成功了呀。
And people can say, oh, because I'm my effort, I have did great work in weight loss.
那你说，那你有这样的意志力，那也是神给你的。
Well, but if you have this type of determination, that type of determination is also a gift of God.
你有这个身体条件，你有这个时间，你有这个资源，你可以去减肥，你可以去做任何事情，这都是神给你的呀。
You have this condition of your health, and you have this time, you have this resource to do all those last weight program, but all those are God's gift to you.
人的本相是什么？尘土。
What is our nature? We are actually made of dust.
唯一让神不一样，对不起，唯一让人不一样的，就是上帝给人吹了一口气，那口气让人不一样了，就不再是尘土了。
Only things that make a man different from everything else is that the breath that God breathed into a man that make people different.
上帝造人的时候，让人成为有灵的活人。
And when God created the man, he made man become a spiritual being.
这个灵神给我们。
And that spirit is given by God.
让我们不再是尘土，不再是和其他一切被造物一样。
So we're no longer a dust, and we're no longer the same as all the other creation.
所以，哥林多教会，他们把神的话放错地方，放在头脑里面，他们就觉得，哎呀，我们很优秀，很不一样。
So we can see for Church of Corinthians and those people and put the word of God in the wrong place. They put it in their head. That make us make them feel that we are very excellent.
圣灵就提醒这样的人，不要自夸，不要骄傲。
And the Holy Spirit remind this type of people, don't be boast, don't be proud.
一切都是神给的。
And all you have is what given from God.
你如果是就是别人给你的东西，你就不要自夸。
So if someone else gave to you, then you should not be boast.
但是今天我们去看哈，今天很多人拿别人给的东西，他自夸的。
And but today, if you look at us, and we can see a lot of people boast the things they receive from other people.
是不是这种现象很普遍？
It's very popular.
哎，有些人就说，你看，哎，我可以得到这一切，就好像我们现在有疫情嘛，这个美国政府很爱我们，所以给我们有这个补助，有钱发，现在好像马上要发钱，我很开心呐。
And for example, that people, I can receive this. For example, in the pandemic, government is going to send the money, so I can get the money.
但这个世界上还有很多的地方也在疫情当中，他们拿不到钱呢。
But in this world, a lot of people in the pandemic, but they don't have money to receive.
所以我们一个真正信靠神的人，我们应该怎么样有一个心态呢？
So for those of us who trust in God, what kind of attitude should we have, or what kind of heart should we have?
我们应该感恩，我们是何等蒙了恩的人，我们不配，但是我们居然能够收到钱也好，收到这种帮助也好，我们是何等的感恩。然后我们怜悯那些没有得到帮助的人。
And we should be have a heart of thanksgiving and think about it, we are not worthy, but we have this type of help come to us.And not only give thanks, and also have the mercy and the concern for the people who do not have those resources.
其实这种怜悯这个词用的不是很准确哈，就是让人容易误解，好像是一种居高临下的心态，一种俯就的心态，绝对不是这样的。我们不应该有这样的一个态度。
The mercy, the word used here, not meant to be like we are in a high place and look, you know, kind of.This type of feeling toward the people not as us. I'm not saying that way.
就是说我们一样，我们也是脆弱，我们也是软弱，我们也是碰到这个病毒，我们无能为力。但是感谢神，我得了恩。但是有很多人跟我一样，他们甚至比我好很多，但是他们没有得到这些。
I'm trying to say is I'm awake and we are not.As good as the other people, but we have in this place have this resource provide us, but all the other people may be same as us or even better than us, but they don't have the resource, so we have that type of feeling.
但是我们千万不要有一个骄傲的态度，就是因为我们好啊，所以我有这些。
But we should not watch out. We do not want to have a feeling of a pride. It's because we're good, so we got all those, receive all those.
因为他们那些人不好，或者他们很糟糕，他们很败坏，很污秽，很脏，所以他们得不到这些。
And those people in the poor place, and because they are not good, they are very filthy, and they are very corrupted, so they don't have all those things.
就是如果我们是这样去想的话，我们就是领受了，我们还自夸，这是非常非常可怕的。
So if we think about that way, then we received and then we boast. This is a very terrifying, the pride and the arrogance.
上帝亲自道成肉身来到世界上，他不是来到这个世界上一个强大的富强的民族，他来到一个被殖民的地方，一个被压迫的最渺微小的软弱的民族当中。
When God word become flesh, come to this world, He didn't descend into a powerful nation and resource rich nation, but rather He come to a small nation and the nation was colonized by other power. And it was born in a manger. And Jesus Christ never look down people's filthy.
不嫌弃人，不嘲笑人的贫穷，不嘲笑人的残缺，不嘲笑人的愚昧。主耶稣不嘲笑人。
He don't Jesus do not laugh at people's poverty and the people's disability. And Jesus loved them. And Jesus died for those people. And today I see a lot of people like to laugh at people. Laugh at people's poverty, laugh at people's filthy, laugh at people's undevelopment, laugh at people's ignorance. Or could be laugh at people's skin color and culture. Culture.
更可怕的是，这些喜欢嘲笑别人的人，他们当中很多人还觉得自己是基督徒。
And unfortunately, some people laugh at those cases. They even think themselves are Christian.
可是我就在想，你们真的是在，你们认为你们在归荣耀给耶稣，还是在羞辱耶稣？
And every time I saw this, my question to them is, are you really thinking glorify Jesus Christ, or you actually put Jesus Christ in shame?
好，哥林多教会的人呢，他们把神的话呀存在头脑里面，结果他们有可怕的这种罪。
So we can see, Church of Corinthians and Christian there, they put the word of God in their head, so they have committed this type of terrifying sin.
啊，纷争结党也好，然后呢，这个高台人也好，其实最终就是骄傲。
And whether they divide by parties and the contention and fight with each other or honor people, and ultimately this is because they are pride and arrogant.
所以他们如果真的把神的话放对了地方，就是放在心里，他们一定不会是这个样子。
If they truly put word of God in the right place, and then they will definitely work like this.
然后呢，接下来他们更是有实际严重的罪行。就他们当中有犯奸淫的人。
And also, Paul continued to point out among them there's even have a very serious crime and they have committed adultery.
就是这样的行为，就是连外邦人当中都没有，但是居然在哥林多教会里面就有。
And that type of adultery, Paul said even the Gentile won't do it, but that happened in that church.
但这不是最可怕。
And this is also not the most terrifying thing.
有罪就认罪悔改嘛。
If you have a sin, you confess your sin and repent.
神是信使，神赦免你。
And God is faithful to forgive you.
犯罪不可怕，犯罪不是最可怕，犯罪很可怕，但犯罪不是最可怕。
And the sin is not the most terrifying thing. It's a terrifying thing, but it is not most terrifying thing.
不肯认罪悔改才是。
If you cannot confess, you're not willing to confess your sin, that's the most terrifying thing.
然后保罗说一个更可怕的事，就是你们居然自高自大，不把这犯罪人赶出，这才是更可怕的事。
And then Paul said that your church has even more terrifying things because you are proud, and even do not like cast these people out of your fellowship.
然后保罗说你们这自夸是不好的。
And then Paul said your boasting is not good.
无论哥林多教会是出于什么原因不去对付这样的罪，保罗归结为是出于你们的骄傲和自夸。
And no matter out of what reason that a church does not deal with this type of sin, and Paul conclude that it ultimately is come out of your pride and your boasting.
所以他们的骄傲这个自夸到底从哪里来的？
So where does pride and boasting come from?
就他们觉得自己什么都有。
Because they think they have everything.
他们觉得呀，什么都富足啊，口才知识都丰富啊。
Because they think they're very rich in all the knowledge and in the speaking.
啊，什么道我都知道啊。
And I know all the things.
啊，今天我相信很多弟兄姊妹，你去跟一些弟兄姊妹分享神的话语，或者你们在一起交流，有时候你会发现，哎，无论你说什么，他说，哎，我知道，我早知道啊。
Sometimes we run into that situation, we share with a brother or sister about certain things, and that response is, yeah, I know all this. And the Church of Corinthians is like this. They don't lack anything. Of course, they look at themselves, they think they lack of nothing.
但是呢，他们却有可怕的罪，就是归根结底就是骄傲自夸。
But there's a terrifying sin among them. Ultimately, it's because they are pride and boasting.
那么这个把神的话放错地方，放到头脑里面，最后会越来越糟糕，越来越糟糕，甚至就是实际的罪行。
And so we can see here, put the word of God in the wrong place in your head, and it become pride, and it become worse and worse, and it will lead to the actual sin, like adultery, talking about.
那么我们看今天的世界，或者说看今天的基督教会，一再的重演当年哥林多教会的事情现象。
So even we look at today's world, or even today's Christian church.And we kind of repeatedly happen. The things happen in the Church of Corinth.
就这短短的这几个月时间，我们会看见很多以前人们认为的所谓的，基督教里面的这种护教大师或者这种大布道家，那很多我们听到看看，哎，丑闻爆出来。
Even just in the very short last couple of months, we see a lot of scandals come out of those so-called in the Christian world, so-called the master of apologize, and also so-called evangelical leader.
啊，我们知道以前有一个所谓的护教大师，当他的在他的葬礼上，连美国副总统都去了。
We know there is a so-called apologetic master, and in his funeral.Even the Vice President of the United States attended his funeral.
啊，你看美国副总统讲的话，哇，这个人简直好像就是今天这个世界的光一样。
And if you look at the Vice President's the speak in this funeral, and it just feels like he is the light of this today's world.
但结果，短短的就一两个月过，发现他的生活是怎样，各种性丑闻爆出来，污秽的。
But right after that, a couple months later after that, and all kind of scandals broke out, and his life is full of sexual scandals.
不是一次两次，长时间的。
It's not one or two occasions, but long time.
也就前不久，一个所谓的福音派的领袖，那个号称全世界最大的基督教大学的校长。
And also not long ago, we hear so-called evangelical leader.And the president of the largest Christian college.
结果性丑闻爆出来，不仅他的妻子不是一次，常年的。
And this sexual scandal broke up, but not only him and his wife, not only one time, but many many years.
更不要提很多很多所谓的这种大布道家大的这个家那个家。人们看起来哇，神大用的仆人爆出来各种经济上的丑闻、贪污的丑闻太多。
And also through the years, we see so many of so-called great evangelists or great leaders. There's a lot of financial scandal broke up.
这些人是不是不知道神的道呢
？Are those people don't know word of God?
这些人是不是不知道圣经呢
？They don't know Bible.
我相信他比我们很多人知道更多，他对圣经。那知识的比更很多人都丰富。
I believe that they know much more in terms of Bible and knowledge of Bible than any of us, many of us.
有没有口才这些人
？And do they have ability to speak?
有口才，对不对
？They are very good in make a speech.
是不是各样的知识，神学知识都充沛？我相信比很多人都充沛。
And they are really can called be complete, very complete in the knowledge of a theology.
就是像当年哥林多教会。
And just like the people in the Church of Corinth.
结果怎样呢？真实的生命光景。
And so, what is the actual situation? What their true life?
淫乱。
To commit adultery.
他爱世俗。
And love the world.
像巴兰。的道路飞奔，就是那个贪婪钱财的那个巴兰。
And run on the path of Balaam, that's the profit he covered for the money.
所以神的道不是存在头脑里。
So word of God is not to place in our head.
神的道存在心里。
It's put in our heart.
神的道不是知识点，你知道再多知识点，
And the word of God is not some kind of a knowledge point. No matter how many knowledge point you have, it has nothing to do, has no effect. And today somebody used the knowledge of God as some kind of a secret and to show themselves. And I know the word of God in the scriptures, they have that particular meaning. You don't know that, right?
哎呀, 神的这个心意, 永恒的计划, 哎呀, 它有这一层的含义啊, 你知道吗?
And I know the way of God is even a deep layer of a meaning. Do you know that?
好多好多异端都是这样, A
lot of false teaching come out in that format.
使徒保罗说什么?
What did Paul said?
使徒保罗说, 我到你们当中, 我不用什么高言大志去讲神的
And Paul said, I come to you, I'm not proclaim the gospel in some kind of excellent language.
很简单一件事情,别的我都不知道,我就知道一件事情。And
I'm come to you very simple, I know nothing except the one thing.
是什么?我们有没有弟兄姊妹知道?
And do we know that?
所以说我什么,不是,使徒保罗说,我什么都,我就知道一件事情。
And Paul said, I come to you, I know nothing except one thing.
主耶稣基督钉十字架,
and Jesus Christ and his crucifixion.
我们刚才提到的那些, 这个大师, 那个大师, 后来爆出各种丑闻的, 他们会不会像保罗这样讲, 这样的话?
And the people mentioned that, you know, evangelical leaders and the great master, and do they say the word like Paul said?
他们讲这样的话，他们不会在这个世界上有那么大的影响力。And
they are not, because actually, if they say things like what Paul said, they probably don't have such influence.
神的话不是存在外面，不是存在仅仅存在头脑里面，头脑里面一定要有啊，一定要有。Word
of God is not only put in outside, not only put in our head. Now, we do need in our head. And ultimately, need to put in our heart.
那么神的话存在心里到底什么意思呢?
So what that means, we'll put the word of God in our heart.
神的道存在心里很明显, 神的道是放在最最重要的位置, 绝对不是次等的位置, 这叫放在心里。
So putting in our heart means that we put the word of God in the most important place, not some second place.
所以我们说我把这个事情放在心里，也就是说这个事情最重要了。So
when we say we put this thing in my heart, it means this is the most important things to me.
也就是说，这个话在我心中的位置是最高的，就是我一切的行事为人，我一切的判断，我要以它为标准，因为它是最高的位置，最重要的位置。When
I put in my heart, this is the most important. All my action, my deeds is judged by this standard, and it has the most high place. And this is called to put the word of God in your heart.
我们把神的话放在头脑里面, 你绝对不是把神的话放在最重要的位置。因为最重要的位置是你的心是最重要的。
So when we put the word of God in our mind, in our head, does that means we do not put the word of God in the most important place, because the most important place is your heart.
魔鬼撒旦的诡计就是让人不要把神的话放在最重要的位置。
The trick of the devil is that want deceive the people, that let people do not put word of God in the most important place.
那魔鬼撒旦在伊甸园里诱惑夏娃就是这样啊。
When he tempted Eve at the garden.
所以魔鬼对夏娃就说，哎，神岂是真说？
And he speak to Eve, said, "Hey, is God really say?"
上帝的话也不是那么准确嘛，他不是真的讲嘛，吃的日子必定死，神真的这样吗？讲吗？
And his temptation to Eve is that God really say that.
神的话不是那么重要的。So
word of God is not that important.
你的想法更重要。And
what do you think is more important?
你想不想像上帝那样？你想不想成为神那个样子？
If you want to be like a God.
你的愿望更重要。
Your desire is more important.
所以上帝的话仅供参考嘛。
So word of God, you only kind of, you can take it as a reference.
魔鬼对人的攻击其实一开始就是让你把神的话不要放在最重要的位置，让你开始把自己的想法放在最重要的位置，然后神的话就是你参考一下就行了。
So you can see how
不一定真说的，不一定一定会是不一定的。
So you can see how devil actually attacked people first is just do not put word of God in the first most important place. Rather put your own desire in the first place. And word of God only used as a reference.
然后夏娃就中计了。
Of course, Eve falls that trap.
神的话我参考一下就行了。
And Eve basically take it that way. I just take word of God as a reference.
但我的想法，我的愿望更重要啊。
And my desire is important.
我看那个果子，又好看，看上去又好吃，然后吃了以后，我就能够像神一样吃善恶。
And my desire, my eye, look at the fruit is like please my eyes and looks like tastes good.And more importantly, when I eat it, I can, like a God, know the good and evil.
So, 在这里呢，夏娃的心里装的是什么呢？装的是他自己的欲望。
So here you can see in Eve's heart, what put is not word of God, but her own desire.
神的话语在她心中已经不是最重要的位置。
And the word of God is no longer is in the most important place.
所以今天我们来思想。今天我们来思想什么叫把神的话放在心里。
So today when we think about meditate on what means by put word of God into our heart.
就是神的话是最重要，不是来给我们当参考的。
So word of God is the most important. It's not for us for just for reference.
我们都知道耶稣有一次责备彼得，甚至就责备彼得，你就是撒旦，你赶紧退我后面去。
And we are all familiar with that one time Jesus rebuked Peter, and he called Peter Satan. And,
为什么耶稣这样说？耶稣说，因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。
And why Jesus called Peter Satan? Because he said, "You are not mindful of the things of God, but things of man."
说个实话哈，今天不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思，这不是很普遍吗？
To be honest, today.We are mindful of man's things of man, not man's word of God. It's very popular, right?
没有人真的会把这个当作一个好像很严重的罪，但是体贴自己的意思啊，神的话做参考啊，就是这样啊。
No one actually treats this very serious sin. We're mindful of our own thing, and the word of God is just for reference.
耶稣却说：“如果这样，那就是撒旦呐。”
But Jesus said, "If you do that, you're Satan."
是什么叫把神的话存在心里？就是我就体贴神的意思。
So what means put the word of God into my heart is that I'm only mindful of the word of God.
我以前看到一个消息，我觉得挺有意思的。
And I read the news before. I thought it's very interesting.
就原来啊，在去拉斯维加斯的很多赌徒啊，他们都说自己是基督徒。
And they said that the news said basically a lot of gambler, they went to Las Vegas to gamble. They call themselves Christian.
他们都有很多人都有自己专门进赌场用的一个祷告词。
And they actually have a prayer written for them before they enter the casinos.
还有人去教这些祷告词。
And some people even teach this type of prayer.
就是你看这个经文这样说，那个经文那样说，你去赌场之前，你把这个好好祷告一下，你背一下。
And they have put it on this scripture says this, that scripture said that. And before you enter the casino, just read that.
你就会不会输就会赢。
And you will win.
后来我说这把神的话当什么了呀？
And I was thinking, what we treat the word of God if we do that?
就是我其实我已经立定了一个心志，我要去赌，我要去赚快钱，我不想流汗，我想赚快钱，这个心志我已经定了。
That basically said, I'm already made my mind. I want to go to the casino to gamble. I want to make a quick money. I already resolved to do that.
然后我就说，把神的话搞来做一下参考。
And then I want to pick up some word of God as my reference.
把神的话弄来，好像， 给我好像当个护身符来帮我一下呀。
And use the word of God like some kind of magical things to help me.
所以这不是把神的话存在心里，不是把神的话放在最重要的位置。
And this is not put the word of God in our heart and in the most important place.
上帝来到我们生命中是做主人的，做主。
And the word God come to our life is become the Lord of our life.
不是来给我们做参谋、做帮助。
It's not come to us as a consultant or as a helper.
我们行事为人，我们遵行神的旨意，神帮助我们，神加强我们的力量。就像我们今天成人主日学所思想的希伯来书的经文，就是这样。
When we acting do according to the will of God.Will of God and God help us, just like we studied this morning in our Sunday school.
那我们偏心己路，我们追求自己的私欲，我们追求自己，在地上的私欲的达成，然后我们让神来帮助我们。
But if we are pursue our own lust and we ask God to help us,
那我们不是把神的话存在心。
Then we will not put the word of God in the heart.
不是把神的话放在最重要的。
In the most important place.
我们今天因为时间的关系呢，我们思想把神的话存在心里，我们今天就思想到这里。
And we just for the time being, let's just stop here.
首先，耶稣基督说，就是责备那些犹太人说。你们心里容不下我的道，就容不下神的道。
First, we see that Jesus rebuked those Israelites, said, "You guys have no place for my word."
然后，其实耶稣这句话就告诉神的道，神的话要传到我们心里。
And so the other way to read this is that Jesus actually warned us that we need to put the word of God in our heart.
不是仅仅就是。在留在外表给别人看，好像当表演一样，好像这个演出服，好像化妆一样。
It's not put aside, outside as a performance and shown to other people.
而是要放在心里。
And put in the heart.
因为人一生的果效是由里面出来。
And put it inside, because all our effect of a life is out of a heart.
我们接下来会看见神的道呢，不是仅仅放在头脑里。
And we also see the word of God is not only to put in our head.
因为我们为什么在这里其实花很多时间来强调？因为我们华人很善于考试，我们华人不知不觉我们就把圣经当作一个教科书，把圣经上的话当作知识点。
Why we spend quite a amount of time to emphasize this? Because as a Chinese Christian, we really have this tendency to treat the Bible as a textbook and study the word of God like a prepared test.Word of God is not only the knowledge you put in our head, but put in our heart.
我们从圣经当中，也从现实当中会看见，如果仅仅把神的话放在头脑里面，仅仅就是好像口才好、知识好，其实会导致非常可怕的一个光景。
And from the Bible and from reality, we also see if we only put the word of God as a knowledge in our head, will lead to a very terrible spiritual situation.
那我们接下来把神的话存在心里，第一个就让我们知道神的话是最最重要。
And then from positive way we think about it, when we put the word of God in our heart means put in the most important place of life.
神的话绝对不是来给我们的自由意志当参考。
And the word of God is not to be taken as a reference for our own desire and will.
神的话要掌管我们的自由意志。
And the word of God will control our will.
感谢神，我们在下一次主日信息当中，我们还是继续回来思想，把神的话存在心里。
Thank God. And the next time we'll continue to study, thinking, and meditate on how do we put the word of God in our heart.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下主耶稣基督来寻找、来拯救我们。
Thank you, you sent Jesus Christ to come to seeking and to save us.
感谢神，更是赐下神的话语， 让我从神的话语当中来认识神，认识主耶稣基督的救恩。
Thank that God gave us the word of God. So through the word of God, we can know God and know the salvation of Jesus Christ.
啊，愿圣灵来光照我们，来帮助我们，让我们真正的能够把神的话、神的道存在我们的心里。
May the Holy Spirit lead us and teach us so that we truly put the word of God in our heart.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.